Share our meeting between meetings, June 2017. Putting out the fire. Editorial. Hello and welcome. Panic not, dear reader. You do have in your hand June's Share magazine. Just thought I would clarify this in case anyone was to confuse it with the Fire Extinguisher Monthly Journal. A red hot read, I'm sure. But I, for one, prefer our beloved Share. Just saying. This month, we have reached the series finale of The Promises and Me. Note the word in here, people. Series finale. Many of you have written to say how much you have enjoyed this column and how it's inspired you. So, beloved reader, let's bring the column back for a second run, shall we? All we need you to do is to make it happen by writing in. You know the drill. The ID parade is back again after some positive feedback too, some of which is in print this month, as well as is Speaker's Corner. We have some wonderful pieces this month, including a few written by serving prisoners. I'm always touched when we receive articles from prison, because it tells me loud and clear that our magazine, our message, our fellowship is reaching far and wide and is helping those who aren't able to get to meetings at will, which is marvellous. Before there is any wailing or gnashing of teeth, let me explain why there is a fire extinguisher in a corridor on the front of this picture, and not an idyllic scenery. Well, to be honest, it's simple. A member sent in the photo, and I liked it because it's different. It also inspired the title for this month, Putting Out the Fire. You see, for me, our programme is the extinguisher of negativity within me, as it evidently is for many of you who have written in this month as well. Anyway, whatever your thoughts are, enjoy this issue. It's hot stuff indeed. Next month, step 7. And we invite your articles on your experience, strength and hope. This month, we're particularly looking for those on steps and traditions 8 and 9 for the August and September issues. There are many AA members who are unable to go to meetings. The housebound, some single parents with children, those in the armed services, on oil rigs, in prisons or hospitals, who rely on Share for their meeting between meetings, and sometimes instead of one. Please take the time to write and share your experience, strength and hope with them. Whether you're a newcomer, an old-timer, or just an ordinary member, we'd like to hear your story, just like at any other meeting. Not only that, but putting pen to paper can enhance your own sobriety, as well as that of the whole fellowship. You don't need to be a polished author either. Spelling and grammar will all be amended if needs be. You can write just a few lines or more, up to about 1,000 words. But we do not publish poetry or obituaries. So please send your contributions, including your name and address, not for publication, to the editor, Share, General Service Office, P.O. Box 1, 10 Toft Green, York, Y017NJ, or email aashare@gsogb.org.uk. End.